Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's message comes from our gospel reading. The crowds cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Well, first of all, guys, you did very well. So, good job. And you left the candy alone, which is an even better job. You're guarding it. Plus, I'm sorry for parents who sat there and went, "Why aren't they singing the hymn when we told them to participate in the service?" Because we forgot to put hymnals over there, so they couldn't sing the hymns. You have been going, by the way, this sermon is for everybody, even though I'm going to tend to talk to our confirmants. But I want you to recall your confirmation day. You have been in instruction now for 2 years. First with Vicar Nick, and then you got me. You have gone through a book called Luther's Small Catechism. And Luther's Small Catechism was written by Dr. Luther to teach just the very fundamentals of the faith. Not everything, certainly not a seminary crash course, but just the very fundamentals. But what is confirmation class all about? Is it about academics? Is it about getting a grade, A, B, C, D, or F? Is it so that I can quiz you on trivia to see if you know it? Heck, I think I'll start asking questions right now. No? Okay. It's about this question: who is Jesus? Now, you might think that's an obvious question now that you're at the end of 2 years of study. But it isn't that obvious. You see, the Gospels that we have, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all ask that same question. Who is Jesus? And then it asks, well, if he is, then what? Right? So you have been really just taking this time in a little more concentrated way to get to know Jesus, to learn who he is and what he's about, and where you are in his life, with the question of where is he in your life. The crowds that were gathered to welcome Jesus on that Palm Sunday were all asking, "Who is he?" They thought they knew the answer. Here comes the great miracle worker. Here comes the great general who will lead us free from the Roman Empire. Here comes the great man who will put these highfalutin guys at the temple in their place. Here's the guy that's going to correct everything we think is wrong with the world. And then he didn't do it. Or at least he didn't do what they wanted him to. And they got angry and they got mad. So by Friday, they're going, "Crucify the guy. He disappointed us. He's not who we thought he was." Who is Jesus? You know, people today see Jesus as all kinds of things. A great salesman, maybe a counselor, maybe just a guy who was extra smart. But you've come to know that he's, first of all, God. That God, in his love for us, would come into our world to save us. It wasn't something that we were ever going to be able to do. God doesn't say, "Well, if you're good enough, you can be my child." He doesn't say, "If you're strong enough, you can be my child. If you're smart enough, you can be my child." He says, "You're my child." He claimed you at baptism. Then he sent Jesus to be your Savior. Jesus is God. God loves us so much that he would come into the world to take our sin, to suffer and die on a cross for us, to pay for that sin, but also to rise again so that we may have eternal life with our God. This is who God is. This is how much He loves you. This is what He has done. And next Sunday, we're going to celebrate that resurrection. We're going to celebrate all that God has done for us in Christ's life and death and resurrection. You know, the crowds on that first Palm Sunday were so disappointed in who Jesus wasn't that they yelled for His crucifixion. They abandoned Him. What about us, who know that Jesus Christ is God, to know that He suffered and died on the cross for us? What do you do for people that you love? We like to do things that please them, don't we? Yeah, sometimes. Okay, well, yeah, sometimes. We like to help. We like to serve. But God says, here is how you love Me. You love Me by loving others. See, we can't give God a great big hug, can we? But you can give someone else, another person, a hug. God wants us to love Him, to show our worship and love and praise for Him and what He has done in being our Savior by loving others. We do that by little things. You can help someone. In fact, if you get a chance, look in our parish newsletter. These kids wrote down how they're going to live their Christian life. And I tell you, some of those essays, well, all of the essays, were really extraordinary. How are they going to show their love for their Lord? How are they going to live their faith? And you guys answered that. And I'm proud of each one of you. But the best thing we can do is share God's love. And we do that by telling people about God's love in Jesus Christ, about what He has done not only for us, but for them too, so that they may know who He is, the Savior. They may know His love. And they may know what they mean to Him, that all of us are God's children. As you continue your Christian walk, may you never lose sight of who God is. And above all, may you never lose sight of His love for you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.